Here is Rob, listening on WAVA. Hi there, Rob. Thanks for calling us today.
So the question I had, how do you deal with loneliness, also being a believer? So this is a rare case you hear. Most persons, they have children after marriage, after divorce. But I guess I'm a very unusual case. No kids, no parents, no real close friends. And like I said, how you deal with being lonely?
Have you ever been married, Rob?
At one point, yes.
Okay. But no kids from that relationship or anything?
Never had kids, no.
Okay.
And Rob, your family of origin, they have all passed away?
I have very little family left. Like most of the family is deceased. Have a few left. They kind of spread it out. But yeah, most of them are gone. It's just unfortunate, you know. The family circle is not as big as it was when I was growing up, you know, mother and father. I think after they passed away and the family just started to... We've had a lot of deaths in our family, and even young, you know. Mm. There's a few of us still around, but we're not big like we used to be.
And how long, Rob, would you say you've been this alone and feeling this lonely? Has it been years?
It's been a bit, because I know I went through divorce. It's been a bit. I'm gonna say probably at least about maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years. And I'm finding in our culture, this is what I'm seeing. A lot of times when you don't have no children, again, most people have children, even whether they've been married or not. And I'm finding when you don't have any children, it's even harder for a person, you know, when they don't have no children. It's almost like being disconnected to society. Sometimes when they have children and they're divorced, society will accept them more. But when you don't have no kids, nobody... It's almost like you disconnected to society.
Yeah, it limits the circles that you're allowed into. And people might look at you in a certain negative light if you don't have children without even knowing your story. Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah, Rob, like I said, I'm a very rare case. So yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Rob, I hear you saying that you're lonely. Do you tend, though, to be a loner?
No, I go. I've traveled and I've gone places. I've actually traveled out of the state and I've gone places. I've been to churches in different places. But like I said, I guess by me being, I'm a real rare case, not having any kids, and you know, like I said, family not really big now.
Well, it's like
I feel like a disconnect. Because like I said, a lot of times, even if a man or woman have children and they might not even be married, they still are more connected. I feel like to society will accept them, opposed to somebody who doesn't have any.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Rob. And here's what might be some insight for you, because I'm hearing you talk about society and other people reaching out to you and wanting to connect with you. But what I'm talking about when I ask you the question about are you alone is some people tend to deal with problems by themselves. And they even though you can be around others, you can be in a whole mall around others and feel completely lonely. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll tell you this about myself. I'm an extrovert, but I wasn't very good at connecting with others, being an extrovert, because I just didn't get that modeling growing up in my family of origin. And I would tend to have people come to me. And when they came to me, I could build really good, strong friendships with them. And I liked to be around others, but I wasn't as good at connecting to others. When I got married 12 years ago, my wife also, she's an extrovert, but she's fantastic. We were just out yesterday. And one of my friends, she said, my wife was talking just to a stranger. She said, how does she do that? How does she just talk to somebody randomly? And I said, well, she just finds something about them and connects with them. Hey, I like your shoes. Oh, that's a cool walking stick. Well, whatever it is, she just reaches out. And I've actually learned how to do that with people. And I've gone on walks around my neighborhood and I've sat and I've talked to people for 20, 25 minutes. So this is a learned skill to learn how to do that. And so that's what I would encourage you to do. See if you can get involved in some volunteer groups. Maybe there's even some online groups that you can get involved with. But identify in yourself, what are some skills that I can do to reach out to others, and look at what other people do and take that modeling.
You also may have what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. It can come out of an injury or an embarrassing incident, something that really impacts us. So let's say I fall when I go out on stage in front of a lot of people, and then I rehearse in my mind over and over, I fell, I'm going to fall again, I'll fall the next time. I can self-sabotage unintentionally because I so strongly believe it's going to happen again. And Robert, I'm going to softly challenge you, because you also repeated many times, I don't fit in, I don't have kids, people aren't going to accept me because I'm so different. And I think you're repeating this negative belief that is then affecting how you behave. So there's a verse that gives hope, and it says, God sets the lonely in families. That comes from Psalm 68:6. But it doesn't usually happen in a passive way, God now put me in a family, but rather we have to do the work to be put into a spiritual family. So one way to do this, Rob, and Mark was alluding to it as well, is entering into a group. But we can't expect that the first group is going to be the right fit. Rather, we have to be willing to fail and try and fail and try and keep trying to be able to find and build spiritual family. I think I attended over 5 small groups before I found one that fit for me, where I was able to build relationship with people. But it takes great effort on our part. We have a book, if your question is about dating, Rob, in particular, which is Understanding a Date Worth Keeping by Henry Cloud. And it talks about how much we need to put ourselves out there, increase our exposure to different sets of people so that we will be more likely to find and build relationship. It takes great effort.
And I wish I'd known these things before, because Rob, I can connect with you in that sense of feeling like you may be the only one. I was a single dad when my son was 1 year old, up until he was 7. I remember going to churches and I would be there waiting for people to connect with me, even big churches, but feeling like, well, I'm the only one in this situation, and everybody else who has young kids, they're all married, so I'm not going to fit into these groups. Mm-hmm. But if I had known about these resources and I did more self-reflection, I would have realized it was about me needing to learn how to reach out.
So we're going to send you a copy of that book. And what is the name of it again?
How to Get a Date Worth Keeping.
Yes. Yeah.